Hello there, and welcome to episode 235 of the FlameClash.net podcast. We're going to do things out of order this time because, well, I just want to. So, first, going to launch into the news. And it's been quite the weekend. I'm going to jump backwards a little further because the week started with both the men's and women's hockey teams at the Olympics for USA scoring a gold medal. And that's amazing. Everybody at work was paused and watched as it went into overtime at the women's team. And we watched hockey as a group, as a team. And that was pretty dang cool. And then suddenly it was just over and they won, which is also cool. And then the men's team won. And then the men's team win was corrupted by President Trump calling them and congratulating them and joking about the fact that he was going to begrudgingly invite the women's team to the White House, but also invited the men's team. Women's team turned them down. The men's team shows up for the longest on record State of the Union address that came on Tuesday. And I'm not really going to discuss the State of the Union much because he didn't say anything new, really. It was all... He tried to take credit for something that is in the Biden infrastructure bill, and Republicans continue to try to take credit for the Biden infrastructure bill, which is kind of funny, because that's the positive impact that is coming through right now, that's triggering right now, and yet it's halted, it's slowed down by everything that Trump has been doing. And like we discussed tariffs last week, this week, I should mention probably that Kash Patel was caught partying in the locker room with the men's hockey team. If you've ever seen that meme of a guy winning a medal and celebrating wildly, even though he hadn't actually won, exact same energy. I'm just shaking my head because supposedly he was there for official business. But just like the State of the Union, we know on average they lie more than they tell the truth, which is just kind of disappointing. It's draining. This administration is draining. Everything that they say they want to stop or that should be stopped, it's just projection. And it's disturbing how much it's just projection. I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed. We should be doing better. We should know better. And yet, this is where we are? Really? I don't get it. I just don't get it. But from there, and the government waste, the resource waste, the rest of the week, for the most part, just was making fun of how inaccurate the State of the Union was. And then the weekend came, and they bombed Iran. A U.S. and Israeli joint military operation successfully killed the leader of Iran, and Iran has since been firing off missiles and attacks in the region at American allies. UK has been hit. Over 2,000 flights have been canceled across the Middle East. It's pretty nightmare scenario type of thing. The Dow took a hit. Oh, look, it's not over 50,000 anymore. And then gas prices are going to start shooting up like nobody's business. So brace yourself for that. The tariffs were taken care of. At least slightly, they were going to get reduced. So I guess because Trump wasn't satisfied with people suddenly making more money, he decided to start a foreign war in the Middle East, and now gas prices are going to go through the roof. So be prepared. Brace yourself. Maybe put off that summer vacation that you had planned, or spring break plans, or take public transit if you can. It's going to get messy. Otherwise, Paramount Discovery has won the bidding war for Warner Brothers. Expect that to be working its way through antitrust and government organizations here going forward. I don't expect it to be immediate, and I don't expect it to be pretty. Europe is probably going to try to block it, is my expectation. Just at least I hope they will. I know the United States won't get in the way because it's one of his buddies that is spearheading this deal, and one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. Even though my voice just kind of goes out into the void, it at least is standing up against all of these large conglomerates and problem people who are warping and damaging the very nature of a free press. And that's all there is of that. So the reason I went backwards is because I wanted to get the depressing stuff out of the way. I forgot to mention at the last podcast, Sword Agent and I finally beat Shredder's Revenge. It's a game I want to go back to, especially when the kids are willing to actually play with me, because it's six players, all one screen, and I think we would have a blast. At least I would hope. But from there, because we still had some time, Sword Agent and I started up Power Rangers Rita's Rewind, and this looks and feels like a classic Super Nintendo Power Rangers game, just completely. There's a little bit of odd design choices, like when everybody's in the Megazord and you're fighting Goldon and you're throwing punches and dodging back and forth. That section wasn't overly satisfying, but the footage will eventually show up on the blog, so I'll leave it at that. We'll continue the game. We're having fun. It's just not as polished as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Otherwise, gaming-wise, in the last week, did some Helldivers, I believe. Did some Overwatch. Definitely did some Repo. Now, Repo has been a blast. Sleepy recently got it as well. So the family unit between Sword Agent, Fox, Mordecai, Sleepy, and then myself, that's a five-man repo team. And it gets pretty chaotic, but also satisfying, especially when we manage to survive, which we have on this playthrough. Oh dear. Definitely time to be wrapping up. Then there's the game Infinity Kingdom that I'm trying out. It's an idler, definitely. Usually for mobile. Speaking of Whiteout Survival, still going strong as far as I'm concerned. I'm enjoying it. I'm playing with other people that I know through, well, mostly sister, and then she knows some other people that are playing. So I am in her alliance, and that's fun. That's fun having something extra in common with to discuss. The biggest thing is probably World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft Midnight is coming next week. I got to play a tiny, tiny bit for the pre-release. And I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Seeing the up-resed, redone Silver Moon, I look forward to diving in with Mordecai, hopefully next weekend. And we'll go from there. And speaking of going from there, I think we'll close out. So this has been FlameFlash.net Podcast, Episode 235. So, just as a friendly reminder, my words are my own, and freedom and autonomy are the rights of all sentient beings. Feel free to leave a comment on the blog, podcast at flameflesh.net, or YouTube. You can find me all over the place. And with that, we'll say goodnight.